Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an Intel Studios production.
She just told me to shut up then.
No, it was because we were discussing cream
yeah.
and my intake of cream, which I do appreciate is horrific.
I don't think it is. Your intake of butter and and honey. The honey thing is just unbelievable.
I only have honey on my cereal.
No, it goes on like toast and crumpets.
No, only on crumpets.
I mean, you only have it for breakfast, but you have like a week's worth
yes.
In one go.
But that's fine.
So I've made you here a syrup sponge pudding from
yes.
Sainsbury's.
I don't,
have you ever had one of these before?
No, because I try and avoid these kind of things at all costs.
These are unbelievable.
They
are absolutely unbelievable. So there's a spoon. Take a bit.
I'm just going to describe it.
Yep.
It looks like a breast... it looks like a sponge breast with a nipple on top, and it is made of sponge, and the top looks really naughty, of sort of treacly,
syrup.
All the kind of stuff that I would love.
Mm.
But it's clearly just, you've been really tight with your cream. This is what we were laughing about. Like I said,
he was tight yeah, more with cream. The cream.
And you said something rude and I said...
Pop that in your mouth. What do you make of that?
It's really good, isn't it?
I mean, it's light and fluffy.
No, it's
and
very
sweet
light.
And,
That's really nice.
You get these from Sainsbury's. I think they're about £1.50 for for two.
Yeah.
You put them in the microwave for a minute.
So you microwave it. You don't even have to
have
the stress. What are you doing to me? You're basically like ruining my
I can't eat your full one of these. I have to share one with one of the kids, you know. But I like custard with it. But I learned something about you that you don't like custard.
Well, I never ate it. I was never given custard.
Well, could I give you custard and
yes,
then you would try it?
Yes, of course you can. I mean,
you've tried it, right?
I've tried it. I'm not a huge fan, but I'm more than happy. I mean, there's something I know about you. You know, like how some supermarkets would have a kind of, you know, exclusive range.
Mm-hmm.
So they would do a custard, but they would do like the exclusive Madagascar vanilla custard.
Yeah.
That costs more that posh people buy because it makes them feel like,
yep.
Even though they like custard, they are getting the poshest custard
there is.
You will never eat the posh custard. Just it's like when I bought mint sauce and you went, no, Coleman's. Like, I don't want, don't get me. I'd got you the fancy mint. No, do not get me the mint sauce. And you are the same with custard. You'd be birds, am I right?
Birds or ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
In a tub. They do them like in little yoghurt pots. An ambrosia custard, you can stick that in the microwave for a minute, dump it on top of that that's been in the microwave for a minute, boom, you've got yourself a very exotic pudding.
Because the other day, I was in a supermarket thinking exactly about this custard and thinking, ooh, custard, could I like custard? Mm-mm. I was looking at all the custard and I was thinking, ooh, posh, Madagascan vanilla custard, I want that. But
all
I
right.
thought you wouldn't eat it.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it with little black
bits. Look, the cream's gone. I'm getting more cream.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourself.
Now, I always have a tub of cream in the cupboard or in the fridge, just on the off chance that I have to make a carbonara as an emergency meal.
And are so lucky that you can make carbonara as an emergency... I can't... Carbonara is my cheat meal. Like, carbonara is my... I'm so naughty, I'm
going to
have
That's
carbonara.
A cheat meal.
Yeah, like
I thought
the
you said
naughtiest...
cheap meal. Yeah,
The naughtiest.
Mm.
Like it's the meal I have when I'm, going. I'm really going to splash out, and you just.
I have one carbonara a week.
Oh That's God, it. What I would give to have a carbonara! It's got cream, eggs, pasta,
yes,
bacon,
lots of cheese,
It's all
and
my
pasta. Yeah,
all my favourite stuff in one meal.
But I've always got a cream on the go.
You know, instead of I'm eating chickpeas and
Yeah. What, the dog is very excited here.
It's because we're excited.
I think that it can smell... You don't want syrup sponge pudding.
I think it can smell happiness.
We're actually recording this week in my place. Mm, mm. It's so rare that you're here.
Is it nice?
The dog can't believe it, can you? Look at her face. What? Somebody's here.
Do you like it? Do you like being here?
I absolutely love you being here. Why? Brilliant. Well, because it's a very masculine house. It's me and two boys, basically. Yeah. So it's basically full of crisps and Coke, as in Coca-Cola.
Syrup puddings.
And the TV is basically just back-to-back. Peep Show, Alan Partridge, Parks and Recreation, and the Grand Tour with Jeremy Clarkson.
What are we going to watch tonight?
Well, we talked about this earlier. I watched a really brilliant film trailer the other day for The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yes.
And I thought, I've never even seen The Hitman's Bodyguard. Yeah. So it's Ryan Reynolds and Samuel
Jackson.
You've
got to see it. It's very funny.
My kids have seen it and said it's brilliant. But I don't know how it bypassed me. I had it on my laptop for ages. I just never
it's
got around to
funny.
It.
It's very funny.
So would you watch that with me tonight?
I will definitely watch it with you. We'll recommend it next week because we'll definitely recommend it. It's not even a... let's see if we're going to recommend it. I know you're going to love
it.
Yes. Yeah.
And The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard looks great.
Well,
so we could watch that. Salma Hayek.
I love Salma Hayek.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
Salma Hayek's funny.
Yes.
She's sassy. Mm. She's funny. Do you know who she's going out with?
No.
The Grand Fromage, I'm saying that because I think he's French, of Louis Vuitton.
What? Is Louis Vuitton a person?
No.
Or somebody
the
works
big
there?
Like the head honcho at Louis Vuitton.
Oh, okay.
Like a squabillionaire.
Okay.
And she's kind of, you know, does acting but doesn't really need to and she just swans around.
Is Louis Vuitton
with her,
dead?
Like, sassy. She's so sassy.
Yeah, she does look
She's sassy and she's, like, sexy.
Yeah.
And she looks like she just would just not take any rubbish. Oh, my God, your dog is so sweet.
It's put its head on my leg and then it's slightly moaning or whimpering.
Yes. Hang on, I'm going to take a picture. Don't.
Okay, take a picture for the...
Don't move.
For the peoples. I don't know what you want, my love.
Oh, it's too much.
It is very cute.
Okay,
go away now. Go away now. You've got sweets and things over there, like biscuits and stuff. Go,
look,
go.
That's the half-eaten. I've taken a picture of the pudding
as well.
Oh,
yes, good. Yeah, I'm not going to eat any more. I'm going to put it over here.
Oh, God.
I'll put it out of the way.
Okay. So far we've talked about... I'm going to write this down because it's very helpful.
The syrup sponge pudding from...
Syrup.
Now, they do a raspberry sponge pudding as well.
No, not the same.
What I would say is that it's equally good.
Oh, really?
To the peoples out there. So I'd highly recommend them. Sometimes on offer. They're by the pancakes, the cream cakes and all of that stuff in the refrigerated area.
In the what area?
Did I say that wrong? Refrigerated. I said something else.
Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
I've got something brilliant to talk to you about.
I've had a glass of wine and I think that might make me stumble and fumble
it's good.
Around
I like
a bit.
It when
okay,
you like.
Okay.
Because normally you are so crisp.
Yeah, well...
And with me and my menopausal brain, I find it quite intimidating, your crispness.
Forgive me, won't be crispy tonight.
So, this is going to bring you such joy.
Mm-hmm.
I have found, by accident, on Instagram, a page, which you know when you go to the page and you think, what on earth is this about? I am now going to go to the website.
Yeah.
It's called the GoldenTrieverExperience.com.
The Golden Trieve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Golden Retriever.
Retriever. Okay.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
okay,
crisp.
Yes.
I'm not.
Well, I'm not sure.
So I clicked on the GoldenRetrieverExperience.com.
Uh-huh.
And I find that there is a website that will cater for people that want to go and hang out with a pack of golden retrievers.
Wow.
Do you know golden retrievers as a breed?
I do, yes. So I get them slightly mixed up with Labradors, but they're like longish-haired
Labradors.
Yeah,
but golden retrievers are known as the soppiest.
Okay.
Most loving.
Okay.
Slightly daft, but really friendly, bouncy.
This is sounding like you. Soppy, friendly, cuddly.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, wow.
So then I was like, well, what experience can you have with a pack of golden retrievers?
Mm-hmm.
So here are the experiences. You can play fetch with a pack of dogs, right? So for anybody that doesn't have a dog,
yeah,
if you want to just go and hang out, if that sounds very Japanese, it's the kind of thing that the Japanese yes. would do in their lunch hours, yeah. you know, go and hang out with kittens. For anyone that doesn't own a dog, you can have the opportunity to have a couple of hours of dog-filled fun from doggy cuddles, which are extraordinarily lovely, mm-hmm. to playing fetch. I mean, what am I like every time we see a dog in the street?
Oh, yeah, it's the same as when you see a baby. It's like, oh, dog, oh, baby, oh, oh. And I'm like, oh, no,
how old is your dog? How old is your baby?
Yeah.
Anyway, so another great thing, and I think this is actually a really good idea, mm-hmm. if you want to get a dog...
Mm-hmm.
It says, if you've been considering dog ownership, why not find out what it's really like with us before making that big commitment? Now, I think that is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we both know, as dog owners,
yep.
it is a really big commitment. And you have to understand that they are, you know, harder to farm out sometimes than a baby. Because like with a baby, you know, yeah. grandparents or uncles or aunties, everybody wants the baby. But
yeah.
a dog, it's like hairy, dirty. It'll mm-hmm. Some of them have really funny little idiosyncrasies.
My dog walker has fallen over and broken her arm
recently. Yeah, what do you say? It's tough,
so
right?
I haven't got anyone to walk the dog. It is horrific.
Mm.
I'm having to cancel work and stuff like that.
Yeah. And, you know, you work.
Yeah.
And... it's just very hard to try and kind of synchronise everything. Anyway, more things mm-hmm. that you can do.
Okay.
At the Golden Retriever Experience.com.
Wow.
Overcome your fear of dogs.
They're going to grab that as a soundbite and put it on their website. You realise that?
Golden Retrievers are famous for being one of the most gentle and intelligent breeds. Mm. That's why we entrust them to resolve your fear of dogs within our specially controlled environment. Look at that picture. Pet bereavement. This one slightly makes me cry, so I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you lost a pet or loved one recently or know someone who has? Many people who are bereaving find it very therapeutic coming to the Golden Retriever Experience because they're reminded of the joys of having had their pet and received the healing love and attention they've been missing.
Ooh.
PTSD treatment and stress relief.
Yeah, I've heard.
You can totally understand that,
can't
you?
I've heard lots of good things about
that. So we're based in they're based in Exmoor National Park.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 10-minute walk to the beach.
Oh, nice.
Special occasions. I love this picture. So there's a family all sat round,
mm-hmm.
All with kind of drinks and everything, but with like seven golden retrievers. One sitting on a chair, like. So it's a great way to spend your Valentine's Day, birthday, anniversary or any other special occasion for up to 6 hours of dog-filled fun in Coablo. And then I love this one as well, learning social and behavioural difficulties. So people that maybe have kids or whatever with autism, Asperger's, other mm-hmm. associated conditions, we support special educational needs and disabilities.
Very good. I think dogs are amazing for bridging the gap in all those areas, I think, aren't they?
And acquired brain injury care.
Oh, crikey.
So yeah. to help heal and maybe mm-hmm. trigger those synapse neurons. Mm-hmm. Anyway, additional exercise expertise and accessibility. So basically for anybody,
mm-hmm.
this is a great experience for anybody. Dogs
yeah.
are healing.
Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic fun. Golden Retrievers
mm-hmm.
are just the soppiest, friendliest dog of all. So I would say they only accept advance bookings and they don't accept walk-ins because they want to ensure their dog's safety, which I think is really
yeah.
lovely.
Yeah.
For groups of less than four, they're likely Good. To double up your session with another small group. And it's the number one gift certificate in the world. Imagine getting a gift certificate for that.
Yeah, so where is it? Sorry,
a lovin'.
Did you say?
Exmoor.
Exmoor. Okay, God. That's really good. I'm fascinated
Isn't it
by
a nice idea?
By dogs, really.
Yeah.
You know, mainly because, you know, there's this idea that there's lots of psychologists and psychotherapists that think that you're born empty of instinct and all sorts of different things, and that everything you experience, you learn from the point of being born. So you could, you know, you learn, I guess, problems, eating disorders and problems with emotional well-being and mental health problems all get developed from the moment you're born. That's
yes.
what some people think.
Yes.
And then what other people think yes. is that you're born with inherent behaviours. You inherit these behaviours. So
what do you think?
Well, it seems to me, from two or three of the books that I read, one of them was that Blueprint book by Rob Plomin, is that you're a mixture of both these things.
Mm.
You're not just born a blank
that
canvas and filled with
me.
Stuff. Makes complete sense to me. But the evidence for that, for me personally, is when you watch the behaviour of dogs from different breeds, is that dogs aren't just like socially constructed beings. They're born with inherent behaviours. And if they're a different breed, they're born with different behaviours. And they don't learn them. They just have them, you know. And I think it's...
I would say that, like, there are some dogs... Because dogs often get a bad rap for being aggressive, but I do feel like aggression is a learned behaviour, or it can be a defect.
Yes, or
in a dog.
You can train it out of a dog, I think, even if it was born in that way. You could essentially, if you got them...
I don't think they're ever born with aggression. But people go, oh, well, Rottweilers or Pitbulls or whatever are an aggressive breed.
But so some dogs would be born with an aggression towards other animals, like... Some dogs are...
Oh, well, terriers will want to kill a cat.
Will want to kill a cat.
So, or a rabbit, because they like chasing things.
Yes. I mean, this little thing loves chasing things. So they must be born with aggression towards something, and then that gets kind of bastardised perhaps into other things and can go towards people. But I still think that when you... I'm watching this Jeremy Clarkson's farm thing.
So am I.
It's in the lambs being born. And the relationship they have with the mothers and how... As soon as one of those lambs goes into the wrong pen and the mother knows that that's not its lamb, it starts to try and kill it virtually. And you think, well, where have you learned that? You know, nobody's seen it before. These lambs have never had, these sheep have never had lambs before.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be like somebody taking my baby away and replacing it with another one and expecting me not to notice.
Yes, but then you wouldn't damage that baby, though, would you? You'd go, this one's not mine. Somebody else. I mean, I realise the sheep can't speak. But anyway, I think what's fascinating about dogs and looking at animals is a little window into the insight that we're born with some things already pre-installed within us. That's what I think, anyway. And it's not what I know. Oh.
She wants to come up here
she
with
does,
us
yes.
and be part of
she
the
basically
podcast.
Wants, you want syrup sponge pudding, don't you, Motley?
Yes, did you love that golden retriever experience?
Loved it.
It's good, isn't
and
it?
And I love a golden retriever.
When I found that on Instagram, I was so excited, and it's been so hard to not tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I sometimes
I really
sit...
Like, oh.
We've been out for dinner tonight, and the conversation's been halted on several occasions.
No, can't tell you anymore.
Knowing that we were going to have this podcast, and I always think... Oh, is she being moody, being quiet?
No, you don't.
And then I think,
You never think that.
No, I never think that. I mean, I'm joking.
You're
but,
so funny.
But you know when you think, oh, I could tell her this, but I better not. I'll save it. It's too good. I'm going to show you something
Show me.
All
I'm
right?
so excited.
I need to turn the lights down.
Oh, okay. So Michael is now walking to the lights. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. What is going on?
Look over there in that direction.
Yes, I'm looking over there. Oh!
Huh?
Oh! Those are so nice.
These are...
Remote control.
Remote control flameless candles.
I've seen flameless candles before, but I have never seen remote controlled.
They're quite good.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
The reason why I've never bothered with remote controlled... flameless candles before is because I had loads.
Oh, you've had them,
have you? I have.
Oh, okay.
It was such a ball ache turning them off and on.
But...
Oh, you've just turned them all off in one go.
In one button, they're on and off.
They're amazing.
And dimmable.
No, stop it.
Right?
They go up and down.
They go up and down. And you can
That's
put more of a kind of candle-like flicker on them. See how they do that?
Wait.
No, let me just tell
I'm so excited.
These have been bought for you by my mum.
No.
Yes, they came as a gift to you and I stole the gift and hid it. Until I could present them to you on this podcast.
Oh, my! Helen has completely excelled herself here. Because I love flameless candles.
Yes.
They give off such a warm, beautiful light. But they are such a ball ache to go and all turn them all off. So this is absolutely amazing.
So it's a little infrared remote control. There's a few buttons on it. There's an on-off. There is a timer, so you can press 2 hours or 4 hours. So they'll just turn themselves off after 4 hours.
So if you forget when you go to bed, which we will do.
There's a 6 hour and an 8 hour as well. There's a candle function, or there's just light where you just have them on constant. Or you can press this candle button and they flicker slightly like normal candles.
Oh, my God.
And then they're dimmable and you can turn them up or turn them down.
But can we find out where they're from?
Well, I've just done some research. So you can buy these three... like this, with a remote control, everything, Three candles, £20 on Amazon.
Can I just say, yeah. It's a very good present.
It's really good, isn't it?
That is really...
So,
that is the, so useful because every single house in the world would look great with those in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I went to visit my mum, as you know, for a week or so recently. She's got them all over her living room.
But
and before she
just...
goes to bed at night, she presses a button, they all go off, and I'm like, wow, they're amazing.
Yeah. But also, it gives such a nice ambience. And candles, as we know very well from this podcast, are extremely expensive.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have three smelly candles burning because... you'd get conflicting smells.
You get conflicting smells.
So this is good.
I mean,
this is so good.
It was literally wafted out a scent as well. There must be a flameless wafting incense candle that's constantly wafting out jasmine or something, you know.
A wafting flameless candle. Well, we'll get on that.
We'll get onto that. They probably
There's exist. A hole in the market.
But these are really good, aren't they? I'm really glad that you
I'm like as excited about these candles as you were about golden retrievers. This is rapidly becoming like, what can we surprise each other with each week? Oh, they are so nice.
Yeah, great.
Helen Douglas, thank you very much. They're beautiful, and I hope you're okay. I'm sending you lots of love.
What's going on with the dog?
I don't know. She's very needy.
You're a very weird dog. What is it? Is it because we're having this slightly false conversation?
Maybe.
You can tell. It's like...
Or she looks like she wants the pudding.
Have it.
Look. Oh, she got. He got. Oh God, he's got Have cream the all over yourself. Look at that. It looks like a sort of erotic.
Look at her. She's Is too that... scared to get it. Come on, then. Try the thing. See what you think.
I'd just like to sort of tell you guys that there is the most minute amount of pudding on that because we do appreciate that it's not great for dogs to eat.
They don't need, shouldn't eat dairy, should they eat dairy dogs?
I'm more worried about the amount of sugar there is in that, but
okay.
I don't think she's going to eat it.
She's too scared.
She's too scared?
She's weirdly scared of food.
Okay, so I would like to talk to you about my toothbrush, which we have laughed about together, because my toothbrush really shames me. Doesn't it?
It judges you.
It judges me on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I just go back every day for more. And basically, I'm
You're hell-bent on trying to please it.
All the time.
Mm.
Okay. Because you're going to freak out about this. So this is... Can you hear the noise?
The dog is lapping up a bit of cream. You all right there? She does not like syrup sponge pudding.
But she really
but she likes a bit of cream. There's a tiny bit. I assume she's all right. Hopefully there'll be no toilet trouble. Do you want to say thanks for that?
Look at her little white beard.
Covered in cream. Okay.
Okay.
Fire away.
So, this is the Oral-B I.O., which I think is... They've trademarked the I.O. I think it's kind of a nod to AI.
Okay, yes.
They've got a bit of AI in here. It's the ultimate clean electric toothbrush. I had the same toothbrush for 15 years and I thought I would... Are you obsessed with her? Oh, is she eating it now?
She's gone for it now. She's like, God, this is good. Sorry.
Sorry, we won't look at you anymore, Ronnie.
I might have to put it in the kitchen. Go on then, you can have one more lick.
So this toothbrush is the toothbrush to end all toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it does is it tells you if you're brushing your teeth too hard with a light.
Yep.
It tells you that you need to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. It uses AI to kind of sort out the pressure and make sure that you get in all the nooks and crannies and kind of contours around your mouth. You can have a tailor-made brush for you, like with the hardness and bristles and all of that kind of stuff.
I like a hard brush.
And if you don't brush your teeth for 2 minutes, it has a selection of faces.
Okay.
And if you brush your teeth for 30 seconds, every 30 seconds there's a little bzzz, like
to say,
an extra...
move on to the next quarter or something.
And to tell you that you're a quarter of the way through. But if you stop brushing your teeth, like the other day I stopped brushing my teeth at a minute, it literally gave me a sad face.
I've seen it. You've shown me a sad face.
And
you do not like it,
No, and then if you do 1 minute 45, it gives you a sort of... Like, even worse than sad face, it gives you a disappointed face. And I find disappointment, like, worse than sort of abject anger. Yeah. You know, I really hate it. But when I do my 2 minutes, it gives me a smiley face, but not just a smiley face. The eyes are stars.
Yes. Okay, I've never seen starry eyes.
And it really makes me feel good. Do you know what's quite funny, Michael? Is that I think the eyes on the toothbrush are always stars, but you need glasses.
Oh, I do need
because
glasses.
Because I never wear my glasses when I brush my teeth.
No.
And I only noticed the stars today when I put my glasses on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you think they're always stars?
Yes.
Even when it's sad, you think they're stars?
No.
Oh, but okay.
Only when they're happy. Oh, when they're happy. But I mean, I would say I virtually never, ever brush my teeth for 2 minutes until I got this toothbrush.
Yes, I've got to say, first of all, you've got lovely teeth.
Thank you.
They're very clean and sparkly.
Thank you.
And you always smell very fresh.
Thank you.
But I was amazed at that how quickly you were brushing your teeth. And I used to think, she brushed her teeth. It was really quite fast. Mm. And now I do notice you're brushing them quite a bit longer.
Quite a bit longer. Yeah. And I feel like I have noticed a difference.
In your teeth?
Like I just feel really fresh.
Oh, and good.
I think that they are really benefiting from it.
But it is motivated by the desire for a happy face. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it totally is. Okay. And it's inspired me. But can I just say that the price...
Yes. Toothbrushes are ludicrously expensive.
This toothbrush, it's also got a really, really attractive charger.
Okay.
The charger's nice.
Well,
it used to sort of insert itself. The charger would insert itself in your toothbrush. It doesn't do that anymore. It kind of sits on...
Is it like wireless charging?
It's wireless charging, it's wireless charging. Mm-hmm. And it just looks nice. I'm just trying to justify the price tag.
Okay, before you hit us with
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Guess.
I would say £189.
More.
Over 200.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over 300, is it? Okay. I thought it was like a Dyson toothbrush
for
a minute there.
No.
Okay, so what, like 279?
220.
220. Blinking.
I know. But when you think about it, an electric toothbrush is not something that you would buy. I mean, bearing in mind, I had my last one for...
Yes, you've had it for a long time.
Absolutely, years and years and years.
You're right.
That I will keep this brush forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it has made a difference to my oral hygiene, which is really important. Our teeth are also indicators of our general health. You know, if you have gum disease, it can indicate that you might have
heart problems. Like that,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I do think that it is an investment worth making, but I do know that that is steep. I appreciate that that is a ridiculous amount of money to pay for it. But, like, if you think about how many toothbrushes you guys go through...
Yes, we go through too many, really. I buy these packs of four from Wilko's. It's like £2 for four toothbrushes. And then me and the kids have got a toothbrush each, and then there's one spare in case somebody drops theirs down the toilet or whatever.
Yeah.
But I believe they're not easily recyclable, and there's a lot of campaigning to kind of get rid of these kind of toothbrushes because I think they end up in landfill most of the time. So there's loads of reasons for why you should have an electric toothbrush. Some of them are hygienic, but other of them are environmental, I would have thought.
And I wonder if they do a kind of where you can buy it monthly.
Oh, what?
I mean, I'm pretty sure Klarna, you know, or whatever they're called, where you can do... pay for something in instalments.
Oh,
don't want to do it too much, but...
Buy it on PayPal, I think. You get a 0% credit on PayPal for 2 years or something like that.
You just don't want to do that too much.
No, of course. We're not encouraging people. It's quite funny because somebody in the shout-outs, and we'll do later, was asking how my Bitcoin's doing. So I'm looking forward to telling you all about that. What a brilliant recommendation that was. So, yeah, that's quite funny. Both of us very much value our teeth in a really serious way.
Mm.
I mean, teeth are everything.
Well, like you always say to people when they say, oh, I'm losing my hair or...
Yeah.
And
especially if you
are losing your hair, then the best thing you can do is get your teeth done, which I think is such a great piece of advice because I really notice people's teeth.
I mean, when somebody smiles at you and they've got great teeth, you just go, wow, look at that. And it just fills you with joy in some way, doesn't it?
And they become very sort of attractive, I think, nice teeth. And conversely, you know, somebody who doesn't look after their teeth or might be embarrassed about showing their teeth.
Mm.
You know, sometimes, so they never really want to properly smile.
I know.
We did an amazing this time next year. I don't know if you remember him.
He was
such a lovely guy, and he was so self-conscious of his teeth. And he went away and he had all new
implants
put in. And when he came out and he was smiling, he looked gorgeous.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really was.
Have you seen that TikTok doing the round of the girl without any teeth at the beginning?
Oh.
And then she turns into what looks like Stacey Solomon. I mean,
she was really sad.
Anything about her. Somebody sent me it, and I was like, wow, what an amazing transformation.
Yeah, it was that were a very sad story.
Oh, was it?
And they gave her brand new teeth, and she looked so beautiful at the end of it. Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah, I looked at a completely different person. Well, good for you for keeping on top of your dental hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Even if it did cost a fortune.
I haven't been to the dentist since the lockdown.
Sort that out. And also, I would like to say, Michael Douglas, you need to go to the optician. When was the last time you went to the optician?
I have never been to an optician
Do you know why you need to go to the optician? And this is to all our listeners. Mm-hmm. All of you need to go to the optician regularly. Well, once a year or once every 2 years. Because they can see if you've got high cholesterol. They can see any changes at the back of your eye, any kind of cancers in your eye, behind your eye or in your brain. They really can see.
There's so many reasons not to go.
No, but these are really important things. I know somebody who had eye cancer diagnosed from going to the optician.
Okay.
And they would never have known.
Well, the two things that I'm going to try and do in this summer. One is go to the hygienist and the dentist to get a good all-round checkup. Mm-hmm. The other one is go and get an eye test.
Okay, good.
I might get a hearing test as well.
What?
Huh? I knew you were going to do that. I mean...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I bought a book this week. Jolie asked me to take him to the bookshop.
Yes.
So I did. I mean...
What did he buy?
He's in love with these kind of Japanese anime graphic novels at the moment. Yeah. And my feeling is that I'll always buy my kids a book.
Yes.
Because he said, oh, I really want a book, but I haven't got any money. It's like...
Yeah, worries.
You never need to ask. If you want a book, I'll buy you one.
So right.
So we had a mooch around Waterstones, which I just love bookshops, so it was great to have a mooch around. And then I stumbled across this book by James O'Brien. Mm-hmm. My dad's a big fan of James O'Brien, and he is an LBC talk show, talk radio host. And he's really bloody good. I mean, he's one of the best that you can see. If you like talk radio, you like listening to kind of political debate or... you know, talking about what's going on in the news and anything topical. And he's very, very good at that. And then he deals with callers and then does interviews. And he gets all the big politicians on and all the big kind of statesmen and all the rest of it. And then he fields calls and one thing or another. But he's very, very articulate, really interesting mind on him. It's very difficult to pinpoint where he sits politically, I think. You know, it's an easy assumption to make that anybody in the media sits on the left. Mm. But he doesn't necessarily feel like he sits on the left or sits on the right. He seems to sit bang in the middle. Yeah.
Kind of commentator. You don't want to have anybody biased in anything.
Yes.
Because you want to get a properly rounded view of everything.
Yes, and you want someone to facilitate that. Mm. I think one of the problems I've always had with Piers Morgan is you can't pin Piers Morgan down politically. I can't work out where he sits on anything.
Do you want that, then? Are you saying that's slightly contradicting what you just said?
Yes, it does contradict what I just said, but I was just thinking about the other day, I know I was talking to somebody about Piers Morgan, and I was thinking, what is it about him? And the problem is he seems so shifty, because he shifts from the left to the right all the time, depending on when the argument is. He sits on one side or the other, opposing whoever is in front of him. And James O'Brien doesn't tend to do that. I think he tends to facilitate a little bit better, a bit more like Jeremy Vine or someone like that. I don't know.
Can I just say something about Piers Morgan?
Yes.
Because I'm not sure that that's how I feel about him, but I feel that he just went a bit shouty on GMB.
GMB, yes.
It just didn't let people speak, and I used to get frustrated because I used to think, hang on, I just want to hear back from that person. Let the person reply. So that's what grated on me. I just thought, oh, I want to hear the other person.
Yeah. Anyway, what I like about this guy is I guess he's got a really interesting brain. He's been doing this for years and he's arguably one of the best at it. Anyway, he's written a book called How Not to Be Wrong, and it's called The Art of Changing Your Mind.
And he previously wrote How to Be Right.
Yes, he did, yes. I mean, I'll just read a little bit of blurb here. So it says, James O'Brien's built over a million loyal listeners to his radio show by dissecting the opinions of callers live on air every day. But in this deeply personal book, he reveals what he has changed his own mind about and why, laying open his views on everything from racial prejudice to emotional vulnerability, from fat shaming to tattoos. This is an unflinchingly honest riposte, thank you, to a world more divided than ever, and a personal manifesto for a better way of thinking and living. Because after all, if we can't change our own minds, we'll never really be able to change anyone else's.
Yes! I mean, this is something... Yeah. I always think it's quite funny when people pull you up and go, well, you said blah, blah, and you go, well, I changed my mind. And people are like, and you think, of course...
hypocrite.
Yes!
Yeah, it's like, what? I learned something.
You change your mind whenever you want. If you learn something, change your mind.
Yeah, it's really good. So I'm only like the first third of the way through it, but it's a fantastic, and it's written almost around now. So there's a bit of the COVID stuff in there.
Mm.
There's a lot of politics in there with the Corbyn stuff and the Boris Johnson stuff. Brexit's in there as well. Because I think he came across all sorts of things over the last few years, whereas this idea that we're in this huge kind of pressure cooker at the moment.
Mm.
And most people are, well, it's not fair to say most people, but a lot of people are interested in saving face more than they are in seeking the truth.
Mm.
And I think what he's saying in this book really is that he's been guilty of that, actually just desperate to win the argument by forming an opinion that he's only had for 5 minutes, but refusing to back down from it.
Mm.
And due to things like pride and shame and all the rest of it, you can't bring yourself to say I was wrong. But this is a book about saying, oh, no, you're a much better person or a much stronger person if you have the capacity to say, oh, yeah, sorry, I didn't realise that.
Mm.
You're absolutely right and I was wrong. And then to think that that doesn't have to have any impact on any other things or thoughts that you've had. Like, you don't have to then think, oh, so everything I know is wrong. It's just this one point that you thought was wrong. You don't have to, it doesn't have to infect everything else that's in your being, you know.
As it's spoken, I think that's the problem. To something in you.
Yes, I mean, I've changed my mind about lots of things a lot over the last 3 years. Stuff that I was absolutely dead sure about that I now think completely differently about.
Mm.
And then there's lots of discussions that I've had recently where I've said, oh, I never really thought about that, actually.
Mm.
I think you might be right there. And then I've gone away and done a bit of reading.
And
then
not... thought,
wow, I don't think what I used to think anymore. Mm. I really think this.
Would you not have done that 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Like, is this new behaviour for you?
Yes, I would think it's quite new behaviour.
Mm.
And I'm almost happy to find that I'm wrong, because it really means you've learned something. And that's the whole idea. Like, I feel like I've been on a quest for the last 4 years or so to try and feel like a better, more rounded human being, especially as I approach 50.
Mm. I think I am, having done 50 and got past it, and... I mean, I know you probably think I'm quite opinionated now, but I'm a lot less hard-nosed with my opinions than I used to be. And
I wonder if that comes with age, though, or
well, I just wonder if it's us, like, meeting each other properly and getting to know each other a bit better, whether you've helped me with that, or whether it is age and you, or whether it's...
Well, we definitely helped each other, because
I think it's possibly meeting other really opinionated people and seeing a little bit of myself in them.
Yes.
And thinking, I don't really like it.
No, I don't want to be that person anymore. Yeah, yeah. But the other thing that's interesting here is that he talks quite a bit about how feelings have really taken over, like empathy is far more important than truth and facts.
Mm.
So a lot of things aren't being discussed because too many people are being hurt by the things being discussed, so they're not being discussed properly. And I think that's a real big problem that's grown and grown over the last 4 or 5 years, is it's very difficult to have a discussion about race or gender or any of these things, one, without offending a lot of people.
Even if you're having a talk about it, it's not like you're giving an opinion. Even if you bring it up, you are really opening yourself up to just
mm-hmm.
get cancelled.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, so it's a very... So, it's a funny time.
If you're interested in that as a subject, all of that, getting cancelled and debating, I guess, contentious issues and then being able to feel that you could move from one side of the debate to the other. Mm. I think it's a really good book. I'm absolutely gripped by it.
Oh, well, can I borrow it after you?
Yes, definitely. Thank you. So it's called How Not to Be Wrong, The Art of Changing Your Mind by James O'Brien, and I would highly recommend it.
And from a really very serious note, I would like to seamlessly segue into bog roll.
Oh, brilliant, because I've got some opinions on toilet roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what sort of loo roll do you like?
Cheap.
Okay.
I don't mind, really. I buy different every time. What I tend to
How much does it cost? Look
at the deal. £3.50 for 9 rolls is a good price for me. Mm-hmm. I sometimes go to Costco and buy, like, an enormous amount
and store
them in the shed.
So you want just cheap?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spend a lot of money. I mean, you know, I know what I do with it.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't need to be luxurious by any stretch. Mm. Okay.
Well,
I'll tell you something interesting.
This is expensive.
I worked
again.
I had a contract with Procter & Gamble for a while, and they make a massive toilet roll. I can't remember who, but one of the big toilet rolls is made by Procter & Gamble.
Yes.
So one of the marketeers I worked with on Hair had previously worked on toilet rolls.
Yes.
And they did these huge questionnaires all throughout the world about whether people are scrunchers or folders of toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
And then how many sheets they actually use each time they go to the toilet. Like, there is data on all sorts of ways of wiping yourself that these companies have to try and work out how to make, you know, the best marketing campaigns or the best toilet paper and how it's used.
Well, we don't need any of that because we've got my mum, Gabby, who tirelessly scours the internet for the best of the best. But in terms of what I love about her is as she's got older, she has gone very, very climate friendly, planet friendly. You know, she just wants to make sure that she's making as little impact as possible on the world. And she found this company, and I'm obsessed with the name of it. And it's called Bumboo.
Brilliant. Yep.
So it's bumboo.eco.
Yep, great.
And Bumboo, wisdom in every wipe. I mean, it just gives...
That's a good strap line, yes.
Wisdom in every wipe. And basically, what it does... is it is 100% bamboo. It's tree-free toilet tissue, or as I like to call it, tree-free bog roll.
Yeah.
And it's sustainable.
Great.
It's pretty luxury. Mm-hmm. It's so soft.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I've tried
it. Have you tried it?
Yeah, like with my mum. And I know, it's amazing. And what is really clever is you can also... the wrapper is made of paper.
Okay.
You can buy it wrapper-free.
Okay.
So it's even less packaging.
Yes.
But it's expensive. So luxury bamboo toilet tissue, 48 extra long rolls, 40 quid.
48?
So that's a tenner for...
Oh, is a tenner for 9?
No, for 12.
Oh, that's not too bad then, I suppose, if it's really good quality. And
yeah, it's not a huge amount more.
No, you're right. It's double the price, really, but
there is
lots of benefits.
Hang on, there is no...
4.9 out of 5, I saw that.
Gold Trusted Service Award from FIFO.
Great.
48 extra long rolls, wrapper-free,
£38. Oh, well, that's better, isn't it? Save yourself 2 quid with no paper. Great.
Yeah. And... you can get a subscribe, which I love this idea of subscribing to loo roll, because loo roll is something that you do use kind of the same amount all the time.
You do, and you will need it forever.
Forever.
And there's nothing worse than running out.
There is nothing worse than running out. Oh. Now, this is going to make you happy.
Yeah.
They do a thing called buy one, plant one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tree planted
for every box
that you buy. Which I think, again, is a really... It just kind of makes you feel good about the product. It's plastic-free, happiness guarantee, which I love. You will be happy if you use it.
We'll guarantee your happiness.
And you can join the Bumboo community. I'm not quite sure, like, what the Bumboo community would do together.
No, well, they could discuss various itches or chafing.
Yeah, no,
or,
let's not join that community. Okay. That's one Facebook group I'm not going to be joining, but I really like the company.
Yes.
Bumboo.
Good work, Bumboo, and a great name.
I am. This is what I'm going to be buying from now.
Okay, is it?
Yes, I'm changing.
Okay, so ladies and gents, the
you heard it here
listeners,
first.
Or friends, I'd like to call.
Friends.
The friends of the show. I will give a run-up review of Bumboo I've had a go on it.
Isn't it funny that you had to use the word runs?
Yes, funny, isn't it?
I do feel like subconsciously you start talking about something and you connect things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it a run-up. I mean, what is that?
I know. I was expecting the price to be a 10 bob bit. But it's pretty good, wasn't it? You like that?
Bumboo, right. From now on, next week, you can review it.
Yep. Okay, and one last quick one before we finish. We had a few people message us this, recommend it, which is a three-part drama on the iPlayer called Time.
With
Sean Bean and Stephen Graham.
Which I have just recently, since you've told me that you've watched it, I've been reading reviews, and it has had 5-star reviews in all the major newspapers from all the critics.
I was slightly critical of it. I would recommend it because I think it was Jimmy McGovern that's written it, who's a legend in writing TV drama for the BBC particularly. And Stephen Graham's superb.
And Sean Bean
is utterly brilliant.
Yeah.
And the acting in it is fantastic. And the story is great. But it does meander around a little bit. I was trying to work out what it was as a drama. And it was neither one thing nor the other.
Mm.
But that isn't really a criticism of it. It's just an observation of it, really. Because, one, he's an alcoholic and he's gone to prison. I won't tell you why. But you'd think it might be about his alcoholism, but it doesn't seem to be much about that. And then it's a bit about prison and what goes on in prison, but only a bit about that. And then you've got the Stephen Graham character who's a screw, or what do they call him? A guard. Prison guard.
Isn't it a screw?
I think they call them a screw.
I think you do.
When I watched Prisoner Cell Block H, they were all called screws.
I think you're right. You went really northern.
it was a bit about him as well, but it wasn't about anything in particular other than the overarching story, which is good. Me and my mum watched it in one night, all 3 episodes, and I did cry at the end of it. There's a really good bit at the end where someone has to do a talk and tell them about their experiences, and I remember thinking, wow, this is a really well written piece at the end. And despite it being meandering for me, it came together brilliantly, and I would highly recommend it. Yeah.
Do you think it took away from it the fact that you watched it all in one go? You know, sometimes you can slightly miss things if you're watching something for 3 hours.
Yeah.
The second hour or the third hour, you get a bit like, oh.
I totally agree, and I think also watching it with somebody can have an impact on your feelings on it, because I was a bit unsure whether my mum wanted to watch all 3 in one go, because she said, oh, let's watch another one. And I thought, do you want to watch another one or not? And then I was sat there thinking, maybe my mum doesn't want to watch this. So, like, yeah, I think all of those things play into it. So it's far better to watch one a night, I reckon, probably. And then, you know, you're all kind of refreshed and had a chance to dissect.
And you're really looking forward to the next one.
But it's on the iPlayer.
I'm going to give that a go.
An hour each episode, and it's you know, faultless in many ways. And my dad watched it, and then a few other people I've seen watched it, and all of them went, wow, wasn't it brilliant?
Your dad loved it,
he? I'm a tough audience myself.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah, should we do a few shout-outs?
Let's.
I've set some aside.
Are you burping there?
I was happy, a bit, yes. I am, yeah. So this was Louise Hobley said, please watch Time with Stephen Graham and Sean Bean. It's bloody brilliant. So yes, Louise, we have just talked about that. Oh, and this was quite nice. This came through today from Jules. And Jules is called Jules_Jukebox. And she says, I love your podcast. It's like a hot cup of tea for the soul. Given the nature of its format, I absolutely won't be offended if I don't make the cut. But she's plugging her Instagram page. She's a street photographer based in Manchester in an area of...
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Her Instagram page is actually Julesa.
Oh, yes.
So it's Jules A... JULESA_jukebox.
And she said, in an area of social media where toxic content can sadly be aplenty, I thought your listeners might enjoy the gentleness of everyday life captured through my photos. Like your podcast, I see my page as a curious and gentle corner, documenting the beauty of everyday and the people within it. So, yes, great. It says, please never split up. I couldn't bear it. Yeah, well, we'll see, Jules.
That's we're not planning on. No, that we're not. Anytime soon.
She was showing me wedding dresses before. I was thinking, oh.
Can we just immediately put paid to that?
Yeah,
because that will turn into something.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I was showing you wedding dresses on a site that I was going to talk about tonight.
Yes.
But it was to say how cheap they are, and wouldn't we be good to talk about them? Not for me.
Yes, I know. You made a joke of it at the time. I was just being
humorous. I know, but they didn't hear the other conversation.
Yes, you're right.
I'll get into deep trouble. Somebody will pick that up and go, oh.
So newspapers don't write that.
Don't write that.
Yeah, it's not a point.
Yeah, yeah.
Francis Bonif...
My God, I'm going to like this one. I've just...
Francis Boniface.
Oh, what a nice name.
And her page is called Fusulation. Fuzzulation. Hey, you two, it's me again. Just listened to you discussing recreating your Wagamama favourites. Have you tried the Blue Dragon's Pad Thai Noodle Kit?
So Blue Dragon is really good.
Mm.
And I haven't tried the Pad Thai Noodle Kit.
It says everyone I've recommended this to has stockpiled it.
Wow.
It's often difficult to find in the supermarket, but well worth tracking down. It's really authentic and even provides a packet of crushed nuts for a finishing touch. None of their other meal kits are particularly impressive, she says, but this must be tried. Let me know what you think.
We've got to do that.
That's her cupboard in her in her kitchen. I thought it was a supermarket shelf.
A supermarket shelf.
thank you, Francis. Little Moons, right?
What?
Yeah, so hang on a second.
Yes.
So first of all,
what?
Loads of people message us to say where Little Moons are. They're in Asda, they're in Morrison's.
Yes,
like,
but
they've
we
gone
can't
crazy.
Get them anywhere.
No. But look at this, right? Little Moons, it says, how do you guys feel about some new Little Moons mochi ice cream flavours? What if we told you one of them was fish and chips flavour?
No.
I agree. I just want coconut. Just want them Little Moons coconut. That's all I want. I know, fish and chips flavour. Maybe we should get Tilly some and then mix them up and put them in the wrong box.
No.
And she'll go, ooh, look at this.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Thanks
she
for that.
She is my Little Moons.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, she will turn into a Little
Moon. Now, I like these. Rachel Handel said, just made an amazing discovery. My Protein Flavour Drops. Just one drops add amazing sugar and calorie-free flavour to anything. Just add two drops to a hazelnut coffee and it was super delicious. So it's myprotein.com, which is a sports nutrition place, and they make these flavour drops. And the drops just go into like a protein shake or something like that. I hate protein shakes.
Mm.
Like, I want them because I want the protein.
Oh, but they don't taste
nice. But they taste awful. So this is
Isn't
a pipette.
That weird?
And you
so...
just drop in two drops. But they've got
Do
like
you know
tons
what?
Of flavours.
This makes me think of...
Go on.
Skin... Lux or
Tan Lux.
It's you and you were talking about hair colour.
Yeah.
Pimping, whatever you've got. Pimp your products.
So look at the flavours though. Apple, banana, blueberry, butter biscuit, cheesecake, cherry, chocolate.
I don't trust any of these things.
Yeah, well, I mean, I might give that a whirl because I've got lots of these protein shakes I don't like the taste of. And I thought, God, that's quite good. So thanks, Rachel Handel. I am going to check that out.
I'm going to bring out a protein shake that's flavoured.
Are you?
Yeah, for you.
Do you know what I would like?
Yes.
Protein lager. I'd like to go to the gym and then go to the pub with my mate and drink a lager that's got like 20 grams of protein in it and then have a bag of crisps.
I was just looking at you thinking, where's this going? Like, what?
This is a big one, but I've pivoted the thing that it said.
Yeah.
So it says here, hey, big fan here. I listen to every podcast since the start. I hate it when you take a break. All right. Just wondering,
oh, that's
heard
really
of,
sweet.
Of post-crossing.
No,
heard of this?
No.
A work colleague pre-COVID told me about it as she heard it on Radio 4. She started doing it and I soon followed suit. I dip in and out, but it is lovely to connect with people all over the world, to send something nice to someone and received handwritten notes back through the door, especially during the lockdowns. I've had cards from care homes, etc., from staff wanting to connect residents with the outside world. I've started doing it on behalf of my mostly housebound mum, so that she can receive surprise cards from around the world. There is also an Instagram page called From Me to You, which is where people donate letters to others going through cancer treatment. Just thought it's something wholesome in our very digital times, at times disconnected world. Love the podcast.
I'm
not 100% sure, but I...
What?
It's like pen pals all around the world with people who are lonely or in care homes.
How do we find post-crossing?
Well, I assume it says... The Instagram page is called From Me to You.
But is that...
I haven't done any research on this. I've just read this out from 20...
I'm looking it up now, people. I'm looking it up now.
Yeah.
I love this idea.
So it's called...
Post-crossing. postcards.com. What is it's a project that allows you to send postcards and receive postcards back from random people. This is...
It's great, right?
Oh, 20 Littlefoot 20.
Yeah.
This is absolutely amazing. So what you want to do is you want to go to postcrossing.com. This is so...
Yeah, it's
making
brilliant,
the
right?
Cut.
Yes.
So it's a project that allows you to send postcards and receive postcards. That's real postcards, not electronic. So how does it work? Request an address and a postcard ID. Mail a postcard to that address. Receive a postcard from another postcrosser. Register the postcard ID that you've received. And go to number one to receive more postcards. And look, what's happening now?
Oh, these are all live, coming in.
Received a postcard from Zach. Gerda RD got a postcard from there. Michelle Lynn received a postcard from Quick Q. Philippe H sent a postcard to Finland. I mean, this is amazing all over the world.
We should send someone a postcard.
Let's send someone a postcard. We are going to register.
Thank you, 20 Littlefoot 20.
And that's from really me good, to you really on Instagram. I think it might be a separate kind of business from me to you.
Oh, okay.
But it is a similar thing. I'm going to look it up now.
A good recommendation for Radio 4 there as well. There's loads of great stuff on Radio 4.
Yeah.
Not enough people listen to it.
Yeah. From me to you letters.
Okay.
So basically this is write a letter to a friend or family member with cancer or donate a letter to a stranger in hospital.
Aww.
So go and follow them, From Me to You Letters. It's a really nice idea, actually, and this is specifically for people suffering with cancer.
And Jane Schofield finally says, hello, you lovely people. She did ask this back in May. I hope you're having a great week. Michael, can you do an update on your Bitcoin investment? I was really interested in what you did, but always sceptical of investing in something I don't understand. How's it doing? Thanks for the great podcast.
By the way, she said, love it, but it cost me a fortune.
Yeah.
So forget Bitcoin.
Our
podcast is ruining people.
The Bitcoin thing has totally crashed. It's wiped out. So Bitcoin went up to 47,000 a coin and it's dropped to 19,000 a coin. So you can imagine that's more than half. I very weirdly took my Bitcoin, invested in something called Superfarm. I put in £5,000 in Superfarm and I looked today and it's worth £490 at the moment. So it has completely bombed out. Now, I read a little article about why this had really happened, because a lot of people think it's just when Elon Musk says something or Jeff Bezos says something. But actually, something happened in America where some hackers hacked into the energy system in North America.
Oh, yes. I've heard about that.
And they held the energy company to ransom.
To ransom,
for,
yes.
For 10,
a billion.
I think it's only like 10 million Bitcoin. But you read it up. It was 10 million in Bitcoin, and then they paid it just so they could get the energy back on for like millions of homes across America. But then the FBI managed to get the Bitcoin back, and all of a sudden it undermined what Bitcoin was all about. Like, you can't hack Bitcoin, it's impossible. So when the FBI did this, everybody bottled out of Bitcoin all of a sudden. There's a correlation between what happened there and the value of Bitcoin. Anyway, so I am basically sitting on it. Everybody just tells me, sit and wait and it'll fully recover. But, Jane Schofield...
will you have anything left?
Well, if it goes down to nothing, I guess... I don't know what happens to Superfarm.
Oh, no,
it goes bust.
That's something else.
But, you know, I'm studying the graph about once a week just to have a little look what's happening. It went back up to £1,200 last week, but it's dropped down to £400 today.
So, Jane...
Yeah.
Don't invest yet.
Don't do it.
Or... does she invest now when it's very, very low?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, Bitcoin...
how low can it go?
I mean, I don't know, but if you bought Bitcoin now at 19,000 and it went back to where it was, you would double your money. No problem. You'd more than double your money.
But Jane, don't get carried away.
Yeah, okay. But there you go.
Well,
be sensible.
Know that. It's got to be money that you don't care,
yes, that you don't
kissing
care about
goodbye to.
Yeah. And, I would really like my money back. But I'll keep you posted on how it goes over the next few weeks.
We love you.
Yeah, thanks very much, everybody, joining in and listening. And, it's been nice.
Thank you for listening.
Do it here.
Yeah.
Do you like the candles? Look at them flickering away
there. I love the candles. I'm really excited about the pad thai kit. I'm really excited about post-crossing. I'm really excited about you bumbooing your bum. And I'm golden retriever experiencing. It was a good one today.
Yeah, it was a good one, wasn't it?
It was a good one.
Okay. See you soon, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.